Rastafari. Yes, yes, Malatini in the Mahotella, Queens, Reya Dumedisa, which is said, we wish you well, sisters and brothers. Greetings again. This is Deacon Christopher Frazier. I am your minister of information. This is thinkaboutit.org, the Mind of God program. This is the recording date, December the 28th, 2014. Malatinis from South Africa and the Mahotella Queens from South Africa teaching and singing truth, justice, and righteousness, dancing their African hour, African spirituality on stage, saying, we wish you well. This is the sentiment that must go out into all of the earth. We must wish one another well. We must think of each other in truth, justice, and righteousness. We must think of each other in the construct, the mental construct of love. We wish you well. Now watch this now. The field of light, represented by this baby that represents masculine and feminine in the manger, the word manger, from an etymological root word, patio mai, meaning to eat. The manger was the place that the animals came to eat. Now, in this chapter 2 of Luke, we see the shepherds were watching their flock. The shepherds are watching after animals. The shepherds are related to the angels, and the angels are shepherds and leaders of animals. What does this mean? This means that the human being has fallen down into an animal-like state. When you check the zodiac, many of the signs of the zodiac, I believe it's the cardinal signs. Let me see if I can see my notes. There are signs that are fixed. There are signs that are cardinal, and there are signs that are mutable. The cardinal signs deal with the soul and its various conditions of animal, human, or spiritual. So we're looking at the shepherds and angels representing the characteristics and attributes of the universe and the zodiac that are here in the universe to teach us of ourselves and how we must transmigrate from the animal stage to the human stage and ultimately to the spirit energy stage, where we will see pure E equals MC squared. The E representing energy. Energy is spiritual force, good or bad, that resides in every human being. But the universe, the energy of the universe, is good and life, to teach us of goodness and living, that we must think good. We must speak good. We must act good. Therefore, permeating goodness and life all over the earth. So we are the animal coming to the manger to eat Yahushua. Now, Yahushua is the masculine. So you have to get into the metaphysical. This is not about eating a child, but when you go into the definitions of the word, then we will be able to feed on the metaphysical, metaphorical, allegorical, symbolical meaning of the word, because we will have learned the language. So, Yahushua, you say in English, Jesus, Yahushua is defined as Jehovah saves. Jehovah, Yahovah saves. Yahovah is existing. The existing one, the living one. Hayah is the etymon, one of the etymological root words of Yahovah. Hayah means to be and to cause to be, to cause to come into existence. Is a verb, an action word. See, we must learn the science of the universe. The first law of science is cause and effect. The universe, this is the effects. The cause is Yahovah, the self-existing one. Numbers chapter 11, Yahovah is father and mother. Father, mother, Yahovah have caused the existence. Existence has caused the existence of all that exists, all that has ever existed, and all that ever will exist. This is the science of the universe. We must get into the reality of existing and living, and live and let others live to the maximum that the Almighty has ordained for us to live. Yahovah. So Yahushua, that's the masculine. Yahushua is the feminine. Yahushua defined, Yahovah saves. So how are we to save ourselves? By moving into the consciousness of living and existing. By creating a system that is patterned after existing and living. Therefore, we save life rather than destroy life. Deeper, the Shua part is defined as health. We need to be healthy. Wealth, prosperity, liberty, deliverance. So these conditions, we've been robbed of health. We've been robbed of wealth. We've been robbed of liberty. We must be delivered from such theft that has been perpetrated on the human family by the wicked ruling class and the wicked ruling families. So we must eat health. We must eat the wealth of the universe. We must eat the prosperity of the universe. Every human being has the right to have equal access to health, wealth, and prosperity of the universe, and to be delivered and liberated from this wicked system through scientific understanding of the universe. Now that shoe part, when you track that word, that portion of Yahushua down, the accent is on the shoe, Yahushua. That shoe is from Kemet, from the ancient African Kamites in Egypt, earth, air, fire, and water. Geb is earth. Shu. Yes. Shu is air. Earth, air. Fire is Ra. Water is Nut. And so the air is Shu. And you get Yahushua. Yahushua. That word Shu is air in the Kemet, Egypt. Is wealth in the African Hebrew language. And so air, representing spirit, representing energy, representing inspiration, representing the spirit of the Almighty inspiring us to think and to understand and to know the Almighty in the universe and within ourselves. Air and spirit and energy empowering us to go after the universe that we may extract the wealth from ourselves and the universe that we may live to the maximum. So we are eating at the manger. We are eating at the crib. We are eating at the stall. We are being led out of the animal state. Our soul is being led out of the animal state into the human state. We're feeling now. And into the spirit energy state, the ultimate state, so that we may understand the science of the universe. And there was no room for them in the end. Verse 7, chapter 2 of St. Luke. No room for them in the end. The word room has to do with place, has to do with city, village, and district. So we're looking at not just some little hotel, but we're looking at the earth. We're looking at districts, jurisdictions, villages and cities. Cities run by city government. Districts and municipalities connected to government. Villages having to do with poor working class people who work for a living and struggle to get by. There's no room for who, for what? The field of light, the sun, the solar, the hydrogen. The light, the firstborn of creation, that light, that fire, that causes the transformation of the waters. And within our spiritual, mental, moral, and physical structure, this field of light transforms our core being, transforms our consciousness, transforms our thinking and our actions. Transforms our spirit to connect our spirit with the spirit of the universe, which is the spirit of the Almighty. No room for light in the city. No room for light in the village. No room for light in the district. No room for this field of light that is the firstborn of creation that is described in the word Yahushua, descriptive of this field of light as health, wealth, prosperity, liberty, deliverance, and vengeance is in that definition. Because when we stray against the science of the universe, when we stray against the sun, the science of the sun, the science of hydrogen, the science of the atom, atum, atomos, the science of Christos, when we stray, then the universe, the field of light, turns on us and exacts vengeance upon us and upon our system and upon our society and civilization until we come back into obedience to the science of the sun, the moon, the stars, the planets, which are all in obedience to dark energy, dark matter, the watcher's melanin of noon, womb of Nonet, representing the power of the Almighty Yahuwah that has many names and characteristics and attributes, but the sun, the moon, the stars, the planets scientifically make their orbit, and the planets and everything else following the sun as the sun makes its orbit around this pitch black reality. And out of this pitch black reality, dark energy, dark matter, waters, melanin of noon, womb of Nonet, this pitch black womb, this pitch black waters, out of that reality comes the power that generates the whole universe. No room for them. No room for Joseph, which is to add on. Addition, getting acquainted with mathematics. No room for mathematics. See, the wicked system, they have mathematics, but it's misused, misapplied, abused. Miriam, no room for rebellion. No room for rebellion against this terrible system in this government that we have, in the society, in the civilization that we live in. They don't want us to rebel. They don't want the sisters and the brothers all over the United States of North America to rebel against police brutality and all the brutality coming from the system on our heads. No room for Yahushua. No room for health, wealth, prosperity for the masses. No room for deliverance and liberty for the masses. No room for vengeance upon the wicked ruling class for creating such a system of death and destruction. No room for them in the end. Now the word end, which you would think would just be a hotel, is this word in the European Greek language.
Strong's G 2646, Kataluma, Kataluma.
Kataluma is defined as an inn, lodging place, eating room, dining room, guest chamber. But watch when I began to go into the etymological roots of this word. The next etymological root word is this.
Strong's G, 2647, Kataluo, Kataluo.
This is a verb. It means to dissolve, to disunite what has been joined together, to destroy, to demolish, to overthrow, to render vain, to deprive of success, to bring to naught, to overthrow, to subvert. To overthrow and subvert what, sisters and brothers? That's in the next definition. Institutions, the institutions of this earth, because they have no room for the science of the universe, the science of the sun. They use the universe, they use the sun, but misuse and abuse and misappropriate. Therefore, they are not in commensurate with the scientific energy of the universe, because if they were, they would use all of the sciences to benefit the whole of the human family. Therefore, the institutions must be overthrown and subverted. The institutions of this earth must be rendered vain, meaning empty. They must be deprived us of success. Deprive the institutions of this world of success. For them, success is destruction of the poor working class masses of people. We say overthrow such thinking. The next definition, forms of government and laws. The governments of this earth, most of them, are under the control of the International Monetary Fund, World Bank Organization, World Trade Organization. They are under the control of the CIA, MI5-6 of Britain, Mossad of Israel. The first thing that was done in Libya when the CIA overthrew and killed and assassinated Muammar Gaddafi, the first thing that was done by those emplaced in the seat of power in Libya, the first thing that the CIA government did was to create a central bank that would be under the control of the International Monetary Fund, World Bank, World Trade Organization. Learned this in a program of Gary Null, the progressive News Hour, I believe it's called. I'm going to put it in my notes. But see, that was why Muammar Gaddafi was hated, because he wanted to set up an African central bank, an African monetary fund, and influence African nations to withdraw from the control of the House of Rothschild, and there, the House of Rothschild International Monetary Fund, World Bank, World Trade Organization. So the CIA government immediately created a Libya central bank that was now under the control of the wicked forces, House of Rothschild, World Bank, World Trade Organization, International Monetary Fund, etc. And so these governments that are under the control of the wicked must be rendered vain, deprived of success, and brought to naught. We must groom our young people and youth to take over the institutions of the earth. Take over all the corporations of the earth. Take over all of the first responders of the earth. Police, military, medical, fire, etc. Take over all the institutions. Take over all the governmental, legislature, or judicial, economic, educational, and religious institutions, and teach the babies and the youth to go within themselves for that field of light that is within them, that is there to empower them to transform themselves, ourselves, and transform society and overthrow the wicked mentality that controls the institutions, governments, and judicial system, and create wicked laws that are illegal and against the laws of the universe. This is what was being taught to the ancient African Hebrews. This is what was being taught to the new Christian rebellious community that rebelled against Rome. This is what is being taught to us today, looking at our struggle against slavery, against colonialism, against exploitation. Come to Yahushua and feed from health, wealth, prosperity, liberty, deliverance. Understand that the Almighty, that the science of the universe will exact vengeance upon us if we do not come into scientific agreement with the universe. We will suffer because we will not be living scientifically as we should, continuously creating institutions and governments and organizations that do not abide by the science of the universe. Now let's go to St. Matthew chapter 14. Briefly, and see what we can learn. Yahushua is teaching the multitudes, and the word multitudes has to do with those who are poor, working class, oppressed workers. The definition would tell you not the ruling class, not the elites, but the disorderly, chaotic mass of people. We're looking at the sun. We're looking at the field of light that takes the waters of noon that were disorderly, chaotic, and turbulent, and begins to bring order out of chaos and put that mass, matter, material universe together in an orderly fashion, teaching us that we have the same power, if we chose to do so, to bring our own lives into order, and then bring the society into order, bring the governments into order, bring civilization and the institutions into order by overthrowing the wicked mentality that controls the governments, institutions, judicial system, etc. Yahushua is teaching the multitudes, teaching the masses, having compassion, having love for them. Earlier in this chapter, John the Baptist was beheaded. John, that word John, Yochanan in the African Hebrew, has to do with grace and has to do with the Almighty actually utilizing a military maneuver and campaign to rescue the poor working class oppressed masses, having pity on us, giving us grace because we are about to be destroyed by the wicked ruling class. So the Almighty, through the universe, administers grace through a military maneuver, and the stars are the hosts, and the stars represent the elements in the universe, represents justice, represents the angelic beings that represent the elements, atoms of the universe, and these are the hosts or the army of the Almighty. And when we get into the science of the universe, we can access this mighty army that will have grace upon us and be an instrument of warfare that we may battle against the wicked forces within ourselves and the wicked forces that control the governments and institutions, battle with the word, the neutron of the Almighty, which is sharper than any two-edged sword. Let's take this next break, and I will see you on the other side of the break.